The KSL In-Depth, President Barack Obama will be visiting Utah for the first time since taking office in 2008.
We're expecting him to address the economy, but more than that, we'll have to wait and see. We're joined live now by Fox Business anchor David Asman on the KSL Newsline. David, I know the jobs numbers come out this Friday. Do you think that's going to be the focus of what he's chatting about today?
It may well be. By the way, the job numbers are coming out on Good Friday, and the markets are closed. The bond markets are open, but the stock market is closed. It's one of those unusual times when it would normally affect markets tremendously. But anybody who can figure out what's going on with the markets right now is got to have telepathic powers of some kind, because, frankly, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason. Every time you think you're on an upward trend again, something happens. Like today, the market is down, the Dow is down more than 100 points right now. It looked like we had formed a base on which we were going to build again. This year has been one of trial and error. Every time we try to get up above a certain level, we err and come back down about, seems to be about at the 18,000 mark on the Dow.
Is it true that when he schedules a speech on the economy on Jobs Day, that usually means good jobs news?
He's not supposed to know. Nobody's supposed to know except the people that compile this at the Labor Department. It's supposed to be exclusive information, even from the president. But sometimes this information does leak out. It's more likely the fact that he knows, because the market will not react because it's closed on Good Friday, that it's a good time to talk about job numbers. There's so many ways you can parse those numbers, too, that you talk about the overall unemployment rate coming down well below 6%, perhaps even close to a 5% rate, which is almost full employment. But all of those people that have dropped out of the job market, if you included those and those who would normally be in the job market, you'd have an unemployment rate above 10%. So, again, you know, statistics can prove a lot of things to a lot of different people.
I know that, it's all kind of how you spin those numbers is
exactly
what you're saying, but he's got a lot of, pretty good numbers that he's had supporting him for at least the past couple of years.
He does, but the fact is that most of America still feels like they're in a recession. That's not just opinion. That's based on any number of polls where people say that they still feel that they're not getting ahead in this market, unless you're on the stock markets. People in the stock market are doing great because the stock market has been going like gangbusters for 3 years. But the rest of America, folks who don't have any savings, which actually is a large number, it's almost a majority of the people in the country, they don't feel so good because their wages really haven't been going up. Wages have been flat for about 10 years now, and with, even though inflation is very low, when your wages aren't growing at all, just a 1% inflation rate can be enough to make you feel poor.
Yeah, you feel that. David, thank you for your time. As always, Fox Business anchor David Asman with us on the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.